to death and dumb, but I can cause destruction. It's like the atom bomb, cause I'm a Bootsie, I'm a mama, and I'm just about to blow my top. Bootsie, I'm a yama, Bootsie, I'm a. And when I start it up, and then a body gonna make me stop.
I'm a professor of accents and languages, and I live in America. America is a trusting and 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 a
we'll be right back. Good evening, everybody. It's CITR 101.9 FM. It's Chips with Everything. This is CITR's British pop show. We, for 1 hour, on Sunday afternoons, will be playing British music by British artists or things that were big hits in the UK.
Yep.
And we've been doing that for a while. And we're going to do it now. Thank you for tuning in. I got my buddies Dave and Baz here.
Hey, man.
How's it going, fellas? Are you having an enjoyable Sunday?
Unreal. Outstanding. Electrifying. Incredible.
Right. Okay.
I was just thinking we play music by people who eat chips.
Do we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We do?
No.
Yeah, generally. It's true. They are English.
Oh, there was that one time we all had a bag of chips on the in the studio here, and we're crunching them loudly into the microphone. That was fun.
I think Ivy was the crunchiest.
Yeah. So what's going on?
We just played a track by the Time and Space Machine from their new album. Can't remember the name of it right now. It's over there.
Good.
And we're going to be playing really good British tunes for the next hour.
Mm-hmm.
And we've actually been having a musical afternoon, basically, haven't we?
Mm-hmm. We've performed this afternoon.
Yeah.
Alter Ego.
Yeah, so you guys, what, you were the 100th anniversary of a co-op, Go Co-op Housing, is that right?
Yeah. That, actually, it wasn't as cool as that, Dave.
Okay, so that's what we're going to claim it was. I mean, so you guys were playing the 100th anniversary.
I appreciate your intent on inventing this fabulous-sounding cool party that we might have been playing at.
But it wasn't that.
No, it wasn't that.
But free chicken wings and single malt scotch for the band.
Burgers.
It wasn't too bad.
You know?
Vegetarian selections as well.
Excellent.
And then we came up to CITR to do our show. We found couple of records in our mailbox that we're going to play right now.
That's so good to hear, man.
Excellent.
Why is it happening, though? That's what we want
to
know.
No one ever sends us
tell
stuff.
Tell us.
Was there no cover letter with it explaining themselves?
Or? No, it didn't say, what, Dear Quentin?
No, nothing, right?
Nothing like that. No, in this case, they did send, the music and as well as a couple of press releases.
And I see it's from Folkestone, Kent.
Yeah. Oh, Folkestone, that's where you catch the ferry.
Mm-hmm.
One is,
that's right.
Yeah.
One is by a young lady called Susie Chunk with Groovy Uncle. The record's called The Girl from the Neck Down. And she's from Cardiff. And this other one is the Galileo 7. Now, this is one guy who used to be in The Prisoners and The Head Coats. And I think it'll be good.
Great.
I'm predicting that. Well, we don't have time to listen to
we
that.
We have not listened to this, so it's a crapshoot. We don't know what we're going to get.
It's not a crapshoot.
Well, the fact that they mailed in this thing to the show, I think, is
a good sign.
Anybody who's in a band, send us stuff, because not enough people do. And see, we always play it just like that.
Yeah, and Quentin's a sommelier of British music, so he'll take us to the promised land.
This is like a sommelier who could be opening a bottle of vinegar.
Okay, let's kick it off with the Galileo 7, Staring at the Sound.
Remember the My name is Natasha Raya. I'm a robot now. I am playing with my breast again. Nothing to do, nothing to do. Sometimes I listen to Misery Hour with Hans Close Wednesday at 11 before midnight. I don't think I like it.
On Saturday, September 8th, join Vancouver Co-op Radio at the Wise Hall for our 100.5 FM Frequency Change Party. The Wise Hall and Lounge, located at 1882 Adenac Street, has a vintage performance hall upstairs and a cozy lounge bar downstairs. This night of live music includes performances by Murray Porter, The O Wells, and Jasper Sloan Yip. 2012 Juno Award winner Murray Porter tells the Aboriginal side of history with a mix of country, groovy blues rhythms, and humor. The O Wells play a unique brand of energetic indie pop. They've been known to turn an apathetic concert goer into a regular 1930s swing kid.
Nothing wrong with that, was there?
No, that came up nice and thick, sliced, juicy, just the way I like it, man.
And I love that summer samba that was on before that one, too.
Yeah, okay, so I actually started off with Susie Chunk with Groovy Uncle, Girl from the Neck Down, and then the Galileo 7, oh, sorry, the album is called Girl from the Neck Down. The track was probably normal. Then the Galileo 7, Staring at the Sound. So these are two vinyl albums on State Records. And again, I was really happy that they sent this to us.
Yeah, thanks, State.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sure you're listening to this.
It really is outstanding. Both of them. I really loved both Ms. Chunk.
I'm going to play some of the stuff at the end. I'm going to play it at the end of the show too, Dave, just for you, because you'll like it so much.
Beautiful. Thanks, man.
And
I would say take the ferry over to France and have a glass of wine.
Who are you addressing?
What, from Folkestone?
The guys in Folkestone sent you this.
Yeah. Yeah. Folkestone.
Folkestone. Folkestone.
Yeah. It's called Folkestone, dude.
What an idiot. Like Edinburgh, right?
I didn't know that. It's spelled folks. Whatever. Let's move on. So that was great music.
19 minutes past 5 o'clock on CITR 101.9 FM.
Up at UBC. Tail end of a classic.
What a day yesterday, huh?
Wreck Beach. Yesterday I had a boozy freezy with tequila and lime juice and crushed ice. It was beautiful.
I had like three rums and oranges on my back porch.
I had free and fresh peaches from my own peach tree, as well as plums. It was delicious.
What's alcoholic about that?
Nothing.
It's pure, man. It's not even that. It's vegan.
Yeah. Pure, vegan, healthy, beautiful bliss.
Yeah. You know that there's more living organisms in your body than there are,
here we go,
you know, like human cells?
Could you verify that?
Every time
that?
You wash your hands,
every time you eat a peach,
billions of them.
Think how many you get from the peach.
Oh, yeah. It must be teeming with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're just crawling with organisms.
Think of the ones on the earwig in the peach.
Wow.
Mm. I'm thinking. Uh-huh. No.
So let's see.
I'm stopping thinking about that.
What else happened this great weekend? What else?
Did the Quebec election happen, or was that last weekend?
To die's man die. Man die is bosh, and die is everybody happy. You bet your life we are. To die's choose die soon. Monday is washing day, is everybody happy? You bet your life we are. To die's Wednesday. Wednesday's roast beef, choose die soon. Monday is washing day, is everybody happy? You bet your life we are. To die's first day. Thursday is shepherd's pie, Wednesday's a roast beef, Tuesday's soup. Monday is washing day, is everybody happy? You bet your life we are. Today's Friday. Friday's fish. Thursday's shepherd's pie. Wednesday's a roast beef. Tuesday's soup. Monday's washing day. Is everybody happy? You bet your life we are. Today's Saturday's payday. Friday's fish. Thursday's shepherd's pie. Wednesday's a roast beef. Tuesday's soup. Monday's washing day. Is everybody happy? You bet your life we are. Today's Sunday is church. Saturday's payday. Friday's fish. Thursday's shepherd's pie. Wednesday's roast beef. Tuesday's soup. Monday's washing day. Is everybody happy? You bet your life we are.
And then again and again and again, yeah, yeah. I met a bird in local fish and chip.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I asked her out with me to local dance.
So tight,
and we
London Joe. You give me the arm. I wish that you weren't here. Why don't you disappear? Each time I'm with a girl, she's always there as well. It's driving me insane. This happened to a lovely fella like me, but I can't understand. You know, every time I go down the cavern with a girl, this other one turns up, and soon I'm surrounded by girls. I can't do anything about it. They're all saying hello, lover boy. I have to buy orange juices and teas and sausage rolls all round with that.
He's Gonna Step On You Again. All the versions of that are good, I think. That one is maybe the one of the best. The Mike Morton Congregation Super Six is the name of the record. This is from 1978, a version of John Congo's He's Gonna Step On You Again, preceded by Mike Sarn's single Hello Lover Boy from, I think, 1963.
That's fantastic. 1963. Who'd have thunk a year like that would have that kind of music in it? What a coinkadink.
What about this stuff in the background? Sounds like British Chipmunks or something. What is it?
Oh, this is Pinky and Perky.
Oh, Pinky and
Perky. Are actually the British Chipmunks, except instead of being chipmunks, they're
pit bulls.
They're little pigs.
Pigs.
Little pigs.
And what are their names again? Chippy and Chirpy, you know, Picky and Perky?
Then
Porky and Perky?
Pinky and Perky.
Pinky and Perky.
They're actually TV stars, too. Before that, it was the Scaffold, another 60s band. In this case, this was the band that Paul McCartney's brother, Mike, was in. And that was their debut single, Today's Monday. You guys probably were talking about your sex lives
during the playing of that tune.
During the playing of that tune, but did that resonate with you?
What? Talking about our sex lives? Well, it resonated fantastically.
I was wondering what Paul McCartney's brother does for a living.
Well,
maybe he manages Paul's gardens.
I don't know what he does now.
His octopus's garden.
I don't know. Paul's octopus's garden.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Paul McCartney is coming to Vancouver.
That's right.
Hello. Guess who wants to go? My missus.
Of course.
Jessica wants to go.
Let her go on her own.
Might as well go. I hear he puts on a good show.
Oh yeah.
He's like 70.
I agree.
So?
But, you know.
Well, it depends what you're going
for. How much did you pay for Leonard Cohen last year?
Whatever it was worth it. Mm-hmm. The guy put on a good show.
That's what I've heard. Religious experience.
The other thing about it is these people.
So this one is meant to be.
They attract pretty good supporting musicians as well. So it's worth it.
Right, right.
I recommend it.
Oh, I've seen McCartney's backing band tons of times on YouTube and stuff.
Well, there you go.
They're like industry pros. In fact, one of his backing musicians, get this, he was actually a guitarist in Cardiacs, weirdly enough.
Well, Christian Hayes kind of
played with Paul
attract.
McCartney for a while.
I mean, who do you think's going to play with Paul McCartney?
Well, it's actually more tragic than anything else, like seeing a once great musician with an excellent band reduced to playing
with an excellent band.
Yeah, maybe you mellow when you're older. What's wrong with that?
I kid. I love the guy.
Good.
How many Paul McCartney action figures are in your car? I've got one.
Good. Well, love that Paul McCartney. Hey, I want to do
a
shout-out.
How much do you think tickets? Let's have a bet. How much are tickets going to be for this Paul McCartney gig?
They'll start at $82.
I was thinking more $140 would be
the
lower
end of
the market.
It's crazy.
When Leonard Cohen came, we actually went over to Victoria because he was playing in Vancouver and Victoria. So you should find some smaller venue where Paul is playing and go there. Tickets will be cheaper.
Or at least a better experience.
And you get a holiday out of it as well.
Yeah, you can check out. Hopefully, maybe we'll be playing somewhere nice like Qualicum Beach.
Paul at Qualicum.
Paul at Qualicum.
Maybe we'll play the Sandpaper Pub in White Rock.
That would be
nice.
Yeah.
Or the Gumboot Cafe on the Sunshine Coast. You could see him for $3.
Yeah, if he played there. That's true. So hold out, folks. Just keep waiting.
Oh, it's Chips with Everything, the British Pop Show. Please keep listening.
Hello, 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 There is a door. And it's made of wood. And it can open and shut like the door should. Right now it's closed. And the latch is tied. So no one can pass to the other side. Now when a stranger knocks and the man inside, let him in or run away and hide. Because the only way through is by that door. You have a door. The door to your heart. And the choice is yours right from the start. For Jesus said in his holy book, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if any man hears and opens the door, I will give him life forevermore. But first of all, gotta open that door. Now it's plain to see that life is fun. And folk get around, many things are done. But comes a time when the kicks get stale, and the so-called fun begins to look a bit pale. Means so much more, you see. There is no other way.
You gotta open that door.
CITR 101.9 FM.
Yes, it is.
Chips with Everything, the British Pop Show. We're playing British Pop tunes.
You are correct, sir.
And so on.
Yes.
From some decade.
60s.
This year.
A lot of 60s, this show.
You think so?
I thought that's what you said. Maybe that was 60s influenced, you said. Whatever. Mm. I heard the number 60s a lot.
You did.
The era 60s.
You did.
The social construct 60s.
That version that we just heard 5 minutes ago of Little Sir Echo was by 40 Cairns and the Klansmen. I don't know what the name 40 is. F-O-R-R-I-E.
Strong.
Forrest. It's short for Forrest. I had a guy in school. His name was Forrest.
No, and we called him 40.
You guys called him 40?
40. 40. 19.
We didn't call him 40.
No. That was a good one, though.
But we did have a, there was a boy in my school named Forrest.
Okay. That's great.
So that's nice. You guys got, and you called him Forrest. Yeah, so that, we, obviously, they then Forrest.
So, speaking of, you know.
Forrest Cairns and the Klansmen, Little yeah. Sir Echo.
Yeah. So a cairn, though, is just a pile of rocks, right?
That is what a cairn is, yeah.
Yeah, so 40.
And a marker of some kind.
Yeah, so so a bunch of markers. That's not that's a perfectly acceptable name for a band.
Bunch Great. Of markers in the forest.
Mm-hmm. Forest markers. You and, you bunch of forest
markers.
Was
I supposed to do traffic
yeah,
and weather?
We're yeah, gonna go, weather. We're going to go over to her.
This just hi, we're in the traffic helicopter recording. It's really windy up here.
Go ahead, Batty.
It's going to be nice. Ignore today and tomorrow because the good weather's coming back.
Thank you. Good. That's all you need
That's
to know,
the
people.
The whole forecast.
For so, Vancouver, British Columbia tomorrow.
Yeah. And if really? You, and if for a second... Please. For a second, if you're thinking of talking bad about the weather, just don't do it around me. I don't need to hear about bad weather.
It's next weekend again. Yes. Don't worry, everybody. This is temporary.
The summer continues. It is still the A. And I yeah. want to do a shout out to my...
Yeah. The beach is not at its best in sunny days, he says confrontationally.
You, you know, it's only the 9th of September, and there's up to September 21. It's officially summer.
Yeah, good point, yeah. Bass. Thank you. Ask a scientist, he'll tell you.
We've been basking, though, for so long.
I love
this
it.
This is a wonderful God. Summer, yeah.
So beautiful. Woo! Keep basking.
I've never looked healthier.
Maybe we'll
yeah. You do, man. You're shagadelic. It's fantastic. So I want to do a shout-out to my buddy Joe, who's here on campus yeah. up on Acadia Park, and to everybody else in Acadia Park, including his... newfound friends.
You're all... used to live over there, didn't you?
I did, yeah, with my daughter who's visiting in town right now. So yeah.
Family housing at UBC.
Yeah, it was great days.
Quite the community.
It was excellent, yeah.
Do you guys
very
have
much
a stamp
so.
Club and things like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah, there's so... a stamp club. We used to do you know, fireworks for all the children.
Oh. Here's what I want to know, Dave. Like, you know, right now Joe's having ugali, right? But yes. you had, when you lived there, what did you have? What were the interesting ethnic foods that you ate?
Oh, let's see. Well, I mean, Alex was, it was a vegetarian household.
Ah.
Right?
Ethnic vegan.
Yeah. So, for example, we'd have really, really good vegan curry.
Well, is ugali vegan?
I don't know. I didn't have a chance to eat it.
All right, somebody call in and tell us what's
yeah,
in Ugali. That's
604-822-2487.
That's 604-822-CITR.
That was the Cock and Bull Kid from that last mixtape that she made, whatever it was called. And before that, Clute from 1977.
Clute.
Since You've Been Gone.
Come on. Clout.
Clout. Is that how you say it?
C-L-O-U-T.
Clute?
I say clout. Oh, yeah.
Clout.
Yeah, those are girls with clout.
Five, an all-girl band. Actually, from South Africa, we found out. But yeah, that was a big hit in the UK that summer because I was there. Actually, I don't remember that song that well, but not in that form.
But I just remember it being a hit.
There's another version that's more famous than that, but I do remember the band. They were a big jukebox hit when I was a kid. Because I grew up by the seaside, we had a lot of jukeboxes.
So there's been a request for some dance music. What have you got?
There was been request for some dance music?
Yeah. It just came in telepathically.
Mm-hmm. Somebody wants you to put on a good dance song.
You know, please? Another thing I want this city to put on? I think it's a great idea. This is my daughter's idea. If everyone did 2 hours a year, that's it. Maybe it was a month. 2 hours a month to make the downtown east side better. How's that? Uh-huh. So if you're like a restaurant, you donate food to like big forums to discuss how to make it.
Why
better.
Donate food? You should actually go down there and teach them how to cook. And
No. You don't feed the people in downtown east
what,
side.
What is this, CBC?
What?
Are you listening to the early edition? What is this, victimhood hour?
Go, man. Keep it real.
The show's going to end in 6 minutes.
Oh, no.
Right?
Okay, in that case, let's move on. Let's move on. I want some dance music, man. What do you got? Susie Chunk? Some more Susie? I'll dance to anything Susie Chunk has to say.
I would actually like to play out with Susie Chunk, with Groovy Uncle, and the Galileo 7 if we've got some time.
Excellent.
Yes. All right, because I am happy that they sent me these discs.
And they are fantastic. I'm happy they're fantastic.
Thanks again, everybody.
Goodbye. Thank you. Happy summer. Sweet dreams. Bye.
And bye. Firstly, the Susie Chunk, Girl from the Neck Down, then the Galileo 7 with Anne Hedonna. We'll be back in 2 weeks' time with more British pop hits, we hope. Says the lungs, we're not doing anything else.
Yeah, and of course, you know, stay tuned for once we're done, because Phil Lynn is going to be coming in to do his wonderful stuff.
Is he?
Yeah. Good old Phil.
Are you shitting me?
I think so, man. It's been a while.
Take me long to get you on my side. I'll prove you wrong. Rifflandia is back for its fifth year from September 13th to 16th. Rifflandia will be taking over downtown There are also activities for kids in Kidlandia, as well as Artlandia, a bike check-in, a beer garden, and food vendors. For more information on the lineup, scheduling, and tickets, check out rifflandia.com.